Yeah, I had to bust out my maracas and play along with that one. That one had a nice rhythm. That was a group from Puerto Rico, Bandolero, with I Got It, the opening track from their 1970 LP, Life is Love, Love is All. I think that was their one and only album. Okay, we're back to the mainland for this next track. This one's from a New York group, Haystacks Balboa, which I believe included Larry West, the younger brother of Leslie West. And if you don't know who Leslie West is, shame on you. This track is off their 1970s self-titled LP, and the song is called Spoiler. I think this one's going to get you out of your seat.
Street.
Those dudes drink deep at the font of Deep Purple, don't you think? That was the Canadian group War Pig with Flag It from their 1970s self-titled LP. That was some very purplish keyboard work on that one. All right, before we continue on with some more heaviosity, I'd like to take time to give a shout out to a couple of folks. Firstly, to a gentleman who's shown me a lot of support and is a consistent inspiration to keep the podcast coming, Big Jack, host of the Elevated Radio podcast and the proprietor of the Get Off My Elevator blog site, the place to go to satisfy your stoner rock needs. You can pay Big Jack a visit at getoffmyelevator.blogspot.com. And of course, a shout out to my homeboy, my main man, Nigera. The dude who's probably spent as much time listening to me talk about my podcasts as he spent listening to them. Thanks for the enthusiasm, bro. You're doing God's work keeping the rock and roll fire stoked. Back to it now with some Germanic heavy rock sounds from Harry Chapter. We're going to hear the opening track from their 1971 LP, Can't Get Through. The song's called There's a Kind of Nothing. Now don't nod off during the mellow part in the middle of this song, because it'll come around again and hit you upside the head. heavy California style with that one. That was the song Gabriel by Oda from their self-titled 1972 LP, featuring the dazzling guitar work of Randy Oda. Well, we're reaching the end of the first installment of The Hard Stuff. Hope you enjoyed the tunes as much as I did. And if you did, how about dropping me a line and letting me know? I love hearing from my brothers out there in cyberspace. If there's something I played that you particularly enjoyed and you'd like to hear more of, let me know and I'll try to make that happen. You can leave comments for me at my blog site, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to leave you with a cut from the Scottish group Iron Claw. This track comes from an album called Dysmorphophobia. It's a collection of some of their music recorded between 1970 and 1973. The track we're going to hear is from 1971, and it's called Pavement Artist. I want you to stand up, stomp your feet, and clap your hands during the solo in this song, okay? Until next time, this is Tom D saying, stay hard.
Reese's Kiss, each sold separately. And you can put them in any crazy pose you want.
Kiss. That's the name. Kiss. They may look insane. Kiss. It rocks your game. It's Kiss.
Kiss. Each 12.5-inch figure sold separately by Mego.
the power of Tao Te. Tao Te is the power in me. I am the power of Tao Te. Tao Te is the power of me. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another installment of Public Sensory Radio. This is Micah. I am your curator of this inaccessible and obtuse audio program. We just heard the Dutch group Ahura Mazda from 1970 with a track called Orange Vrijstad. My apologies for all you Dutch listeners out there on Radio Patapo for my horrible pronunciation. Before that, Fire, Water, Air, which was a derivation of Yehoah 13, Sky Saxon, after Father Yod died, Sky Saxon took the helm and recorded under the moniker Fire, Water, Air. That was called The Power from about 1977. And we started with the American minimalist composer Alvin Lucier. That was a track called 18 Minutes 28 Seconds from Music on a Long Thin Wire, Adventures in Notational Sustainment there. We're next going to switch gears and we're going to jump into the prog rock section of the program. Here is the Swiss group Blue Motion.